Welcome back, everyone, to Hamby Stadium. Coach King has joined us now, and another great win, another district championship, and another dominating performance.
Well, you know, it situation where we're really in control of the game, and then we get a tip ball is picked, and they run it back to about the 10, and great effort out of Caden Meredith to get the guy knocked out of bounds, and our defense stood tall and got the turnover and scooped and scored, which really kind of just sealed the deal, I think. You know, if they score there and make a seven-point game, they're going to have a little more fight. It kind of took the wind out of their sails. And we come out, start the second half, and go about three or four plays, 70 yards, touchdown. And you know, it was what our team needed to do. But the Mesquite's a very good football team, you know, quarterback. And, he's a good runner, and it's hard to get out. And I think you saw that tonight. But, you know, I thought, for the most part, our defense played pretty well.
I tell you, that play is an indication of why you ought to play every play out. Because Meredith was all the way on this side. I think everybody in the place thought it was a return for a score, and he runs over, runs him out. And next thing we know, we've got a score out of it. Now, I mean, that's a magnificent effort on his part.
Now, you never know when those plays stand tall, you know, stand up, and who makes the plays at the right time and kind of just change the momentum of the game. And that was a big one, you know, something as simple as that. I mean, but great effort there. And like I say, great job out of our defense. They went out there with a purpose, and, you know, we dialed up a blitz, got a pressure, knocked the ball loose, and scooped and scored. So, like I said, I thought that was the turning point. I mean, whatever it was, 21-7 at the time, 28-7 at half. And so, but I was pleased with the kids' effort. You know, you worry about coming on the road with there wasn't a whole lot at stake other than, you know, a perfect regular season. You know, the playoff stuff's already been settled, and district champion and so forth like that. So, but they came in and played, and they enjoy playing the game. So it was a great deal. I mean, to say you were 10-0 regular season, I mean, I think there's 10 teams in the history of Lobo football that's done it, and it's been done now back-to-back three times. I think this was the third, what I was told. And so it doesn't happen too often, and kids earned it because, you know, we've had a bullseye on our chest all season long, and our football team has withstood the charge of everybody, and you know, up to this point. So I'm just proud of how the kids have gone about the work and the effort they've given.
You mentioned the defense. Again, they shut down a really good running game. Their running back came out of the game early and didn't come back, but and they had to depend on the quarterback. But you know, after the first drive, they got a little bit, and then all of a sudden you shut them down again, just like you've done almost every game.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job getting them in long yardage situations. Kind of disappointing losing contain on him, you know, because he broke out of contain a lot of times there in long yardage situations. We'll get them back a first down or manageable down in distance. Got to do a better job of that, but. You know, we got some turnovers tonight. Got a pick, got a couple of turnovers, one on a kickoff turn that was big. And, you know, gave us short grass, and we were able to punch it in and come away with, you know, a big win for us. So.
You mentioned that we got more fumble recoveries tonight, I think, than we've gotten all year.
I mean, you're right.
Just they come in waves. Last week you got the two interceptions, the two pick sixes, and all of a sudden the turnovers that came tonight, they started and they kept coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those nights. The ball bounced our way and kids got on them, you know, and then they came at the right time, big plays for us. And like I say, had short grass, they would go get scores. But, you know, it was thought, you know, from an offensive standpoint, I thought we ran the ball. Other than the opening drive, we got stopped on 4th and 1. I'm kind of disappointed in that. That's 2 weeks in a row that that's happened. And, you know, we got to do a better job in those situations. But I thought Caden ran the ball well, whatever he had tonight. But he had some big runs for us. And a lot of O-line played pretty good for the most part. You know, it took us a minute to get adjusted out there, going to play us. But I like my coin flips. Every time I think they're going to play us something one way, they play us another. So it takes a second to figure it all out. But, you know, I was pleased with him for the most part.
I think Meredith, I had him with 156 yards rushing, but he's going to be the leading rusher in the district, so, which that's pretty impressive, I think.
Yeah, I mean
that speaks not just to him, but to your offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, good backs make you look good sometimes, but there's times that there's some holes that are creased, and he does a good job of hitting them. But I think our offensive line played pretty good. They've gotten better each and every week, you know, not only running the ball, but protecting. I think we got a little bit of pressure, you know, tonight. We had one that we had to get rid of too soon. That would have been a big play for us down our sideline and overthrew Caden. But, you know, other than that, it's pretty good.
The third quarter kind of got, I started to say sloppy, but it also got a little chippy on both sides.
I think that's why it got sloppy. It got chippy and started all that talking business. Finally got them to shut their mouth and play ball. You want to talk to your teammates, not somebody else. But, I mean, it's a two-way street. But, you know, I'm sure Coach Leonard tell you the same thing. I can only control our sideline, you know, and he'll tell you the same thing. But I thought the officials didn't let it get out of hand too bad. I mean, I've seen it a lot worse. But, you know, the kids were doing a little jawing, and sometimes when that happens, they get sloppy. They get worrying about jawing, and they do playing. But, you know, we kind of got it calmed down there for a little bit. We did get one for unsportsmanlike on that. Tyshawn got it. But I'm sure that, you know, both sides were guilty of it. Nobody, I'm sure, regardless of who started or whatever, both sides were probably chirping a little bit.
Brent always likes to say, you know, if a team's looking for a little I'm gonna say controversy, when they play Longview, they've come to the right place, and your guys never do back down.
Well, our kids are gonna compete, you know. Just what I tell them, when you get tied up doing that, sometimes you lose focus, you know, and you're playing into their hand. You need to stay focused and play ball. I mean, it's you know. There's a lot of kids we got that play pretty well. I don't hear them say much. You know, they just play football. You know, and there's some that like to get involved in that, and they let their emotions get to them sometimes. But, you know, you don't want to do that and hurt your football team. And penalties like that can hurt you from here. You know, moving on down the road, be the difference in winning and losing a playoff game. And every possession, every play is going to matter. It's like we talked about the play Caden made. I mean, it's got to be able to do that, but. You know, we closed it out tonight. We'll enjoy the bus ride back, and I'm sure when we get off, we'll put all of our focus towards Temple, which, you know, it'll be a home game on Friday night. I have talked with Coach Stewart, and be a 7:30 kick, and of course we got to work out all the other details. I mean, that's about as far as we've gotten. But I thought the date and the time would be important for everybody to know, and it is Temple, and all the ticket information that'll come out, you know, probably tomorrow when we get back and get on one phone. So we both had a game to prepare for tonight, now starts that third season we all talk about, and we're gonna draw a tough opponent, a bunch that scores scoring a ton of points, and of course everybody remembers last year, and I'm sure that you know that the Temple kids and coaches are tired of hearing about that scenario, so they're going to try to come prove a point at Lobo Stadium, and we got to get ready to play football. And it's do or die now, and all hands on deck. We need to be healthy, ready to start the playoff run.
And that's a nice reward, though, when you win the district to get to play your first round game at home. I mean, I think that's a good rule that was implemented a few years ago. It's nice to play that first game at Lobo Stadium.
It rewards a district champion. I mean, other than that, all you got was a gold ball, and you know, and which is good too. Don't get me wrong; those are nice to get and have as keepsakes. But I mean, there needs to be some advantage to it. Instead of, you know, you're playing a fourth place team, and the, you know, they got as much to say about it as you do, and here you are, district champion. I mean, you need to reward those IRCs, and plus, it just got so hard to find stadiums. You know, now they're letting four teams in the playoffs and all divisions, and you start trying to find a menu, and you can't do it. And, you know, you get a single school district like ourselves, and And the next thing you know, you try to get a stadium, and there's multi-school districts, say it's Dallas or Frisco or from whoever, and they've got it locked down because they can guarantee a game. You know, so it kind of – it helps that situation for sure.
Temple's not a team we've played a whole lot of times in our lifetime, but they're well known. It's not like you've never heard anything about them. We do know they've been a storied program for many, many years.
You know, it's one of those unique jobs, kind of like Longview. It's a one-horse town and single high school district. They got a lot of tradition there. And of course, we played them back in 2011 when Mike Spradlin was the head coach, who's now at Rockwall Heath. But, you know, Scott Stewart was there, and I believe that if I'm not mistaken, he was there as a defense coordinator and got promoted for the job. He had done a stint down at Spring Westfield, which is a very good football program, very well coached, and he's done a heck of a job there at Temple. They've had some really good teams and made some runs and played for state titles, won state titles back in the 90s. I know when Bob McQueen was there. And you know, it's a good program, and it's gonna take our best effort moving forward. You know, but that's what playoffs are. I mean, you're not gonna get a cupcake. They're gonna be tough from here on out, you know, it's gonna be a matter of five or six plays that determine whether you get to keep playing or you're picking up gear.
And it's not gonna be one of those kind of games where this other team brings 100 fans. They'll bring a lot. There'll be a big crowd at Lobo Stadium. So if you're talking about going, this is one of those games. First off, there's no reserve seats. You're gonna have to go get tickets. And second, you're gonna have to get there early because there's gonna be a lot of people parking cars and then a lot of people in the stands in both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be general admission, like I said, so it'll be first come, first serve, and not going to be any reserving seats, but we are going to honor the Booster Club parking pass. They're going to keep that there for our Booster members and benefit for being one of those. I mean, we're going to have that. So other than that, it'll be like an away game, I guess, in terms of that, or not an away game, but just a general admission seating. But anyway, we'll know more. Like I said, know more about that. We'll get out of here, maybe on the ride back, find out in the morning for sure, solidify some things.
I actually think all four of our teams have a pretty good chance against all four there. All eight are not bad football teams. So I think Lee is going to play Midway, and Mesquite's going to play. Harker Heights and Shoemaker were in overtime, so they're going to play the winner of that. Rockwall's going to play the loser of that. And our district has got four pretty good teams that are going to be in there.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup, but I think that, you know, you never really know until you play somebody else out of a different district, out of a different region. You know, you can compare your team to what your district teams have been and things like that. But then look at non-district schedules. But so many teams change from non-district through the district race, and they become better. Some never getting better. And, you know, but you never really know that first round. I mean, that's a tough one. And how well you match up and things like that. So there's that uncertainty there. But, you know, I think that, you know, our district to me was – for the most part, pretty solid week to week, you know, and proud for Coach Traylor and Tyler Lee for getting in the playoffs. So it was a big win for them tonight, and congratulations to them, and Rodney and them at Rockwall, and Jeff at Mesquite, because, yes, that's something you got to go earn, and all teams did. So it just proud for everybody. And I guess, have y'all seen anything about the 200th show?
I've got that written down. We talked about it at halftime. Yeah, but this is probably a good time to give a shout out, and I'm sure you have some words of wisdom for Harlan and Bob on their 200th show.
I bet they're putting on the show tonight. You know, those guys will say anything at any time, but they're fun to be around. They've been great for Longview and Lobo football. You know, we've had our game coverage with them. I don't know exactly how long. I mean, I know, remember when it went to 106.5 a few years back, and of course we had the Lobo Nation Sports Hour. We did that for 3 or 4 years, but they do a great job not only for us but East Texas. And you know, I was joking with them today. You know, amazing that they even kept their job after the first year. But they do a good job. They're fun, and of course all the scholarships that they give to kids, just not football kids, but it's all kids, cheerleader, band members, you name it, they do it. So you know, it's a good thing they got going. So, congratulations, you guys. Hate I said that in public.
Yeah. And they probably got it recorded, too.
They got a lot recorded, I bet, tonight. So. But anyway, but no, it's a good deal. So.
Okay, well, thanks for coming up, and let's hope that we can get down. I know the elevator is kind of working, but not real well or something like that, so we got to go down to the second floor and hopefully get down there. But this is not our first rodeo right up here in this stadium this year. So
we'll, poor Alex Cisnallegra, he didn't want to tell me that when I got on it, you know, but from the previous time. But we'll get down. But they'll find a way to get us down.
All right, thanks for coming up. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay, Matt, we're going to wrap things up here. We got a long trip home. We got a long trip down, and we will do this again next Friday, 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock for the coaches show, pregame 7:15, kickoff 7:30, Longview and Temple. Go get your tickets. Come out. Playoff time next week. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Good luck to Harlan and Bob on their 201st show next week. Thanks, Matt, for everything you do. We'll see you next week on 106.5 Jack FM.